I've only found this out by chance this last day or two. I believe that both the authorities, which is Idris, and Donegal County Council has kept us under wraps. And I believe this is in the public's interest that we as a public should know this. There's a number of things here that I'm not happy about, and I think that the public shares very similar views as well. And I don't want to harper on about the old days gone by, but some of these things are very, very important. We have the reality of an ongoing military occupation of the six counties. That has a massive effect from people who live minutes from Donegal. Ongoing policing, raiding homes, the ongoing internment of people who are political activists because the British government, who this man represents, don't believe in their viewpoint, so they put them in jail. We have a situation also that I believe that MI5 operatives are operating out of the British Embassy in Dublin within the Free State, which are unaccountable to the Dublin government. These are foreign spies operating right around the whole country, and that includes the 26 counties. Surely they probably deny that. I believe that to be true. But also what really angers me, and I have a personal thing here. I remember way back in the day that the Tory government refused my own family to be released from jail when my grandfather was dying, when they had only weeks left to in their jail term. And this is the same government party which is continues not alone to occupy Ireland, but also to occupy Iraq, Afghanistan, the slaughter of the millions. And so I don't believe it is in the public's interest, I don't believe it's in people's interest here in Donegal, that we spend taxpayers' money to wine and dine this individual.
And do you know of any planned action due to take place today?
I've been speaking to a number of people in relation to this once I found out, and there's quite a lot of anger out there by people, and I would not be surprised if there is action taken in relation to this here. I don't believe that it's in the public's interest that this man has come to Donegal. Like I says, money will be wasted, money which would be better off put into the pockets of families who can't afford rent, who can't afford mortgage, who can't afford to put food on the table or even put oil into their homes, and even schools who can't even afford to put oils in their homes. There are better things to spend money on. We saw the huge waste of money that was spent on the Prince of England coming over here, Prince Charles, and here we are wasting more taxpayers' money instead of actually concentrating on the people of Donegal and making sure that they have a good standard living.